apology for starting late. It has been a tough going. It has been a tough going for the past 2 weeks. In preparation for our report. This time around, there's been a lot of pressure on us. Because we're even given only 2 weeks to look at the department's reports as well as the SOEs under the department's wing. And produce a report within that 2 weeks as well, or at the end of 2 weeks. If you remember, we were supposed to have had a meeting on Friday last week, and that meeting was about to have concluded the report, the draft that we have today, I mean last week. But we just squeezed in and tried to get today to conclude the report so that we can give the committee secretary time and space to catch up with the last inputs which were done on Thursday. Furthermore, I'm a bit also concerned for myself, because when I compared with the last year's process, I found that we actually concluded our reports in the second week of November. But I suppose one of the things now is that on Thursday, the finance minister will be submitting, tabling the multi-year budget policy strategy, and procedurally, our reports as portfolio committees are supposed to be submitted ideally well ahead, but it is procedurally just in time before he presents the strategy. So I'm really apologizing for that. But all I can also say as a compensation, our strength is that we've gone through issues that are presented in the main document. I know that there's a separate document on conclusion and recommendations. It's just that one has been working under tremendous pressure, but they're trying to at least meet the deadline and hopefully work together just to refine and conclude the report so that by tomorrow it's in the system in order for us to conform to the deadlines that are proposed that come from the Speaker's office. Maybe just one of the two things I can pay attention to, other than the presentations that have been done by the department as well as the state-owned entities under its wing. It would be good if you just look at the findings, the conclusion and the recommendations thereafter. Of course, we would welcome additions thereon. And also, on that very note, I would strongly propose that the inputs by Professor Lloyd and Ogan be withdrawn, because the report does not include now the observations. And if you look at, you know, some of their inputs as compared to what the department was saying, it would have compelled us to have done a lot of reflection on them. And I trust and hope in future will be circumstances to ensure that we do not, fall into that trap. Of course, I hope this is not interpreted as saying that we were not seeing the value of what they've presented to us is highly valuable. But it's just that in terms of the procedure we're following, which has been highly valuable to have had also our observations and findings presented something which is absent, and which unfortunately would create a distorted picture of the report as a whole. Our committee secretary is not around. He's just going to print one last document, and he will give us apologies as soon as he's back. But in the meantime, I would like to welcome Ms. Davida Wood in our midst, who comes from the World Resources Institute. Suppose she's visiting South Africa for a couple of days, weeks, or months. It's good to have people who can also observe our serious attempts in handling one of the most valuable resources a society would have, which is energy. Hope there will be some interaction with her down the line. Honorable members, can I suggest in the meantime that we go through the draft . Would it be appropriate if you can say, let's go through it page by page, just to say we're happy with the page? It doesn't mean that if on a second thought one would revert back to the page, because the end of the day, the whole document is interconnected. You know, the department can make reference to an issue which has been raised by NERSA or SAF or SANEDI and vice versa, so that one accepts. Just before we go into that, Mr. Kotre, can you give us any apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. The following apologies. Honorable Ferguson, who is a doctor's appointment this morning, but she indicated that she will join us later. And then Honorable Lucas, who is in the PCO of mining, attending the PCO mining meeting here. So, yeah. Okay. Yes, and Mr. Spala as well, who has a
constituency work, that's heavy stuff. Okay. It has to be helpful then, as I say, on the members, that we just, I know it's a big document, so in some of the pages we'll just sail through as fast as we can. But I'm sure when people run through, they can pick up one or two things which we need to reflect on for credit changes and whatever else. I see in page one already there's been a correction on cut and paste from 2011 to 2012, because this is a 2012 report. Page two. Fine, page three. Page four. Page five.
I see that it says at the bottom of the page, completion of the integrated energy plan. But, I mean, as far as I know, it hasn't been completed. Just so if I could get some.
Okay. Can you read the paragraph as well? Some of the activities. I hope you won't mind some of the grammatical errors, because I've picked them quite
well. Yeah. Well, that would be tricky,
I'll ensure. I left it after 2 this morning. I left it so I sleep again at after 2. Because this document is going to record.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't like my grandkids, you know, to look at some grammatical errors, you know, in 100 years to come. Some of the activities to be undertaken by the Department of Energy, which still are working, which are still work in progress,
yeah.
Or which have been completed, include the following. Maybe if you could turn that into a bullet point, because then psychologically to give a clear impression, because it says some of are still work in progress.
Yeah, but this one says completion, so which I don't think it is completion.
Yeah, I think you should just say formulation, because the only thing I know about it is the...
I started modeling the...
Yeah, the modeling through the colloquium and the induction is expect.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Rather than say once you complete the formulation is completed, rather say formulation. Okay, thanks for that.
Okay.
Page 6. Okay. Some of the activities to be undertaken. Fine. Then we move to page 6. Fine. Point again. Remember your software, man. Pick up. Microsoft Word is very good, even in bringing up the grammatical issues. Okay. Page 6. No. Okay, I hope you won't understand because I made some things, but my side, they were electronic. Page 7.
See, just the one in the middle there, it says, and red type is going down a little bit, so it's red tape. So I presume it's red tape. Yeah. In the middle, the challenges and the eyes are as follows. The third bullet point. It's on the internal project management systems and red type. Presuming that red type, yeah.
Spanish page 7. Page 8. You want us to go back to page 6? Or we're on page 8?
Oh, page 8, yeah. If I do one sentence in that sentence, is it under the subheading in it? The sentence has also come under the proposal in that sentence. The last bullet point on that subheading, in that is sort of a strength.
The whole of it.
More operational. It's more and more operational.
In fact, these are not solutions.
In the municipal project. Again, there I don't know whether it comes as a solution, because there I think it comes as what things that should be doing and what the constraints are challenging.
Can I undertake to look into that? If I need to throw it back to you, one of the members, even if it's just a specific email, I would rush to do that, because in page 7, under 2.7, you have challenges in the init, which is fine, all are listed. Then, we've got our way down in page 8, says proposed solution. Then there's a typo error here. with other solutions, with them in getting solutions, because that's not the given that this was coming from department, I would assume, surely from department, there was something that they presented. So can you just go back to the original documents and pick up the correct information?
The government can observe another thing, that the heading in it, and the heading proposed solution in it, is one and the same thing. Copy paste.
Honorable Flowers, that's exactly what I'm saying, that we'll go back to the original document and check what was being proposed by the Department of Energy on solutions. But you can see, it's such an unfortunate way of cutting and pasting in this instance. That goes into page 8. We have just to look at the whole section on proposed solutions. Going to page 9. Let's look at annual financial statements and the report of the Auditor General, which starts on page 9. Through to page 10. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. Fine. Look, on a very I understand. We've never moved at breakneck speed like this before. So if you move back and forth, I'm sure we'll understand each other, because at the end of the day, we've got to ensure a quality report is submitted. So if you pull us back.
The first one is rather bizarre. So Zadir is supposed to be in the forefront of energy policy and planning. With various factors impacting.
Which page?
Sorry, page 10, and it's 2.9 observation.
Okay.
So the very first one there. Is the DOE supposed to be in the forefront of energy policy and planning? Are various factors impacted on this? The loan distorted baseline from which the department was formed and the blackouts during 2008, the global meltdown are amongst the key causes.
2.9 in page 10, the first bullet.
I don't think the DOE would blame itself for not being at the forefront of energy plan because of the global meltdown or that. You know, it just doesn't seem to, there might be some point hidden in there, but I'm not sure what that is.
Yes, microphone, please.
Yeah, I don't think my colleague is correct. Maybe the sentence should have only referred to the lack of adequate resources or budget as a reason for this inability to be at the forefront of energy policy and planning.
Yeah.
Because the other stuff doesn't get said.
Mm.
You know, how does the blackouts of 2008 impact on that?
Mm.
I'm not saying that's the correct formulation, but it said DOE is supposed to be in the forefront of energy policy and planning. However, whatever budgetary constraints have made it difficult to realize that. That's a different argument. But as it's stated here, it's not making sense.
No, okay.
Point taken. Noting it. Now, you said this thing of handling hundreds of papers in front of you. Because I'm looking at the second bullet point. No, it's fine. No, but I'm rushing things that are under recommendations. I will find the page 10 so that we can move to 11. Okay. Page 7. So soon I finish so that we can look into that better. What are we doing this afternoon?
Plenary.
Yeah. Okay.
Not a long one.
So we'll have some time to consider. Okay, page 12.
concerned. The other thing that one observer, I'm not sure if it's going to be the case as we get along, is the issue of sequencing of items. You know, and content thereof. You will find in another item called general, another item called commission, another item called that. These items say almost what is so very what we try to do is to say, when you talk about solution, talk about solution. When you talk about challenge, talk about things that are problematic, there are obstacles in us achieving what we intend to achieve. Let the content be related to the heading. But let these headings also not be too many. Because once they are too many, they become cumbersome. If you have general, you can say anything other. The sequence must follow each other to give a story. So what do you know is flow? We hope you like to be all around the week. There must be a flow from introduction up to conclusion of what came next, what comes next, what comes next, what comes next. And then challenge should always be somewhere towards the end. To say, even though we have made this achievement, the following things remain to be challenging. And then to make conclusion. Achievement, challenges, and conclusion normally are better off right at the end.
Yeah, I did note the shift on the when I compared to the previous report, and I saw the structural shift and the right honorable slow. I made a structural comparison and I found that it's actually a little bit training, rather strenuous, let me say, in this instance. But we'll take a point when we restructure. But I hope you bear with us, because it's time pressure now. But we'll have to ensure in future consistency in structuring the reports. Because each and every area, we're still handling the department for now, but one would have expected the more or less the same when it comes to state of entities. Of course, the observations and findings, yes, are not correct. They are under each now, but with the others. Honorable Khareb.
On page 11, the last blessing, I'm trying to understand it.
Page 11.
Last blessing.
Yeah. In fact, it's not necessary, because that's what the department does, unless that was qualified. I think that there was a question as to what are the details of the legal support that's provided by the department, the legal services. I think for this instance, if you agree with me, it's not necessary. Stating once again, okay, 14. Yeah. 17.
Taking these off.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Section 6. Yeah. National Nuclear Regulator 23 goes into 24.
I'm trying to check in terms of the Sanedi, whether Sanedi didn't have any police reports at that time because they were canary. If I remember correctly. And if I'm correct, where audit reports are located. But I just see these N stroke A with the, I don't know what they mean. Maybe if you can get a clarity as well.
Was an AD may not be around to answer itself. I suppose you're not far from the truth or accuracy, Honorable, because you can also see even in the under the Department of Energy in the first two financial years of this current term of Parliament, it says and look A, not applicable. I think the emphasis is the legal existence of institution. But you can check with that, but I think according to the Auditor General, they wouldn't consider Saneri and link it with Sanity. Whilst they can say, they can bring any findings or observations or analysis on Saneri if you want, but to link the two, I'm sure that's the technicality, is the that we can maybe can help us.
Yeah, you are right to say that it is Saneri. Mm-hmm. But there is a Saneri, but that Saneri was not being anything, but linked to time. Even if we wanted to link them, they are not linkable because this report, where we are at A,
okay,
is there in the Central Technology Committee, which is the part of that committee, whether that has done anything, the research and development, the research and center, was the science and technology committee. And then Sanedi with development as is in LA. So this is a new animal in the flow.
Avocado is still shaking his head. Maybe you can check with Mrs. Sanel from the PLO, from the Auditor General. If the committee secretary can just discuss with that. I'm sure it's not a big thing that can be sorted out.
Yeah. Chairperson, I think the same thing is happening with the energy, the Department of Energy 9 and 10. We didn't have Department of Energy, we had Department of Minerals and Energy. I think that this NA stands for that.
Can you put that to rest then?
For a lay person, would that be good on page 18 for something just to define when you say difference between fitness and origin and qualified? If you are reading this, a lay person wouldn't know what it means. You wouldn't even know which is better, pre-audited and qualified.
If you watch the morning live yesterday when the metro mayors were debating, one of the interesting things was that one of the mayors commented about that, saying that there's no difference between clean audited and qualified. Whereas according to the auditor general, there is. So, Mr. Kupse, can you just make sure? I'm sure it's like that the curtain is taking from the auditor general definitions, just as a footnote to say, when you take clean audit, this is what it means. When you say unqualified, this is what it means. You don't have to put in qualified because it's not here. Fine, thanks for that. I'm very bad prof because the times, because we handle these things first in certain databases, we take for granted, whereas at the same time, people who combine this information, they are experts in it. So some of the tests, you know, are so much accustomed to them, unlike us. And as I say, this example by the mayor, I mean, the public, you know, shows that there's no, I mean, debating there is no difference between the two, whereas the AG is saying, no, there is. Okay, honourable members, I will back to 24 now. Coming back now with a positive in their balance sheet, I think to me that indicates that if effort is put into restructuring a state-owned enterprise, some good results do come out. Three, Off.
If a regular complaint was involved, then the tree office led to the notices of non-compliance. I'm not sure that what is listed here is just the tree that were non-compliant. The following complaints, which are the following complaints?
I'm sure people are listening, because that's the result. You're very right. Because if it's those three, then we should just be clear. Or if it's something else, that within the packets must be below those three. And they should even be indicated so that we'll clarify whether they are those three or something else. Particularly for records. Thanks, sir. 34. Ken Ferret Fierta, 3 and Fierta. Our members, because of pressure, the conclusion was done separately. Unfortunately, it's not even numbered, but it's just 3. It's 3 1/4 pages. So we'll just name pages, page 1, 2, 3, 4. Given the importance, do you mind if you could just spend a few minutes just to, for members to go through so that we can really apply our mind, because this is the crucial part.
Where
in South Africa energy
Can I confess? I don't have been done it correct to this morning.
Yeah.
So, I'm answering whilst I'm taking a correction.
Yeah,
okay. At that time of the night, it's very difficult to pick up that. Yeah, you're right. It's about the credibility of the energy policy. Okay, just that the credibility of the energy policy, because no, the trajectory is about our energy policy in South Africa.
Yes, and because it's open to say according to the
people. Yes.
And the end is not the same, that is principle from theory. That is, according to them, the whole thing doesn't matter.
Okay, and we'll look into that. But I think what I did was just to cut and paste from what he presented. But look, it's fine, because this is a conclusion. We'll just panel beat that on Abu Slam.
After bullet number 3, paragraph 1 to 3, we say this is the third paragraph.
Microphone, please, on the bus now.
Yeah.
The third budget review, let's leave that sentence, let's go to the second one, which begins with however. However, this report may be substantial. I think it might be the word substantial.
May have to substantially commit.
Oh, may have to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had to
so
make
sorry,
I
was just thinking that, you know.
Substantial compared to the second report. Okay.
It's linked to the follow-up paragraph. If you notice, we're having a third report, and the first report, the report of 2010, was largely about the period of transition from DMR or DME situation to what it is now. So if we were to do any substantial comparison is between the current report that we're handling and last year's report.
In that case, is there any way when they're going to do this comparison in this report? Because if it is the way you put it, it basically are going to show that comparison somewhere. Let's see, go on.
Don't put me here, go on.
Well, I was reading it to say you are making a statement that confirms. That, however, this report...
No, it's not done.
...substantial compared to the second report given the DOE was established in 2009. You make a statement that there is an improvement. But if you say, by have to be, it means now somewhere we are going to have to make that comparison to show that it is.
Or shouldn't they should have been? I don't know. That's what I feel. Maybe one of them is just that one of the things that one is beginning to realize that we generate these reports, the extent to which we use them as tools for oversight, you know. And that's why, under the conclusion, we must allude to that. Not in very specific terms, but just to prepare ourselves, you know, for future engagement, but rather under conclusion.
Would
I suggest
that
if we lift
that and put it under recommendation? Would
I suggest
if that is the idea, we
place
it from computer?
The technicality process there is very interesting. I'm glad we raised. Last year when we tried to do that, the system kicked it out. Recommendations must specifically focus on the department itself. Once we make something as a recommendation for us to do, the system kicks it out. But don't make a recommendation for you.
Why don't we
leave out? If members are fine, but please keep it in mind, honorable members. Maybe I was singing aloud, you know. If members would prefer we take it out, I don't mind. But our deal is that we take it out, but down the line, we put it back and we start talking about exactly, you know, how do we use this new instrument as one of the tools. I mean, for meaningful oversight in particular, particularly comparing the one report with the previous report as an instance. Yes, Nadala.
Secondly, we are concluding. And because we are concluding, what we must say is what is our observation. If, in terms of your observation, from 2009 to 2012, there has been improvement going on over the year, there is nothing wrong in us declaring a statement here that this report is substantial compared to the second report given that the DOE was established in 2009. Yeah. Usually it is. We can say it, and if somebody wants us to prove it, we can prove it. And in my view, there is an improvement from the first year to the second year to the third year to date. Very great improvement. You are beginning to see a department in DOE, and in those years you couldn't. You are still dependent on mineral and energy, on many things. They have become a dependent, an independent department now, much more, and we can prove that in many respects.
Fine. Debate, honorable members. Debate. We're a committee that debates. Oh.
Mm. I'll support that, to put it as a statement. And it is now. It is with us. I also want to commend the very first page that then you are after the third bullet. It is not independent analyze whether the state environment has been conducive or not. I'm not sure what we need to analyze. If I take the first bullet, first bullet said this was enhanced by IPP procurement. Found the first bullet to analyze, see that it's something positive. If you go to the second bullet, said on the geopolitical front, the DOE had to condemn and develop a response plan to the sanctions by the US and EU. Whether those sanctions were there or not, if we agreed that they were, they should have a negative effect. I don't think we have to analyze that. If you go to the third bullet, the vulnerability of the refining sector was exposed. The number of people shut down. If that was the case, that should have a negative. I'm proposing that we don't put that statement.
I'm deliberately quiet because
I'm saying on page 1, you have the three bullets there. After the three bullets, the rapid energy, if they have not independently analyzed whether the spread environment, referring to the three bullet above.
So, process out. Are we agreeable? Quiet.
I'm not saying that statement is not true. It is true that we have not analyzed. But I'm saying, do we really have to analyze whether this has been enhanced by? To me, that is
self-evident.
Even in the food, I don't have to go and analyze that. If we agree on the second bullet, that there were sanctions, this to me automatically means that the dollar had a negative effect. We have to analyze that as a PC in order to agree with that. I go to the third bullet. It says the refinery was exposed with a number of financial doubts. If it was as a TCE, we have to go out and analyze that so that we can endorse and say, yes, indeed, it was.
And if there are IPP, if there are IPP, do we have to analyze them there? Of course. Analysis is not...
Honorable lady.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably not worded correctly here, because it says, according to the DOE, during the year under review, operated within an environment where, and then it put 3 points down. And I think the difficulty here is that it's not, that didn't set the environment. These were three particular issues that happened, that it had to contend with. That doesn't set the environment for the overall energy picture in South Africa. And so, I mean, when we say we haven't independently analyzed whether that environment has been conducive or not, also doesn't indicate conducive for what. So I would agree that we should take out that sentence that we haven't independently analyzed, but I'm not sure if we should also be talking about operating in an environment where, and then listing three things. I think we can just say that three occurrences or three factors took place during the period which the department had to contend with. I don't think that sets the overall picture. I mean, I think there's other issues which set the overall environment, not just those three things, to be honest.
At least I've made you think. That's one thing. Because if you look at page 3, I did cut and paste under page 2, the second paragraph under 2.1. But then we just need to take into account what the Honorable Friendling is saying, that it is not necessarily the overall environment under which the department is operating.
It's just three
influential factors.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that the distorted low baseline budgetary country, that's another issue. There could have been other as well. No point again. Definitely, but I've made you think at least.
On page 2,
the second last paragraph, the paragraph before the last, and the last sentence. The paragraph starting with
the paragraph starting with the department, no, the operations of the department are. Then the second sentence, which is the last one. Such is cost in parts. And then instead of buy, let be the DOE figure. I think it should have been by the DOE emergence from the state of transition of the preparation.
Yes.
No, you got it, that is left.
Yes. Well, then we can move away from this.
In fact, it links with what you're saying, the improvement. That's another way of showing that really from separation to a transition. now we're beginning to see signs of a department which in certain instances is maturing, which then can make us also deal with it from that angle now. That we no longer think that we're still transitioning. We've got, look, there was a period when they had an interim organogram.
Yeah.
Now they've got final organogram, so we can work with them. Said, look, how do you complete your final organogram, just as an example? Yes, Honorable.
Yeah, thank you, Jay. I'm just wondering, I mean, under that paragraph where it says operations of the department in part displaying signs of will actually begin to mature, I'm just wondering whether we shouldn't also make mention of the janitors. I mean, one could say, I mean, my feelings around this is that they have managed the finances of the department fairly well, given the kind of audit report, but that we are concerned that they firstly don't have enough resources, both financial and human resources, to truly be at the forefront of energy policy and planning as their mandate requires. I mean, I think some mention probably needs to be made of that. So while we're saying that they are maturing and the transition is occurring, and we're encouraged by that, we still feel that there is resource constraints, both financial and human resource constraints, which is preventing them from fully taking up their role as being at the forefront of energy policy and planning.
I can only note it there.
Okay.
Welcome, Ferguson. Are you on page one?
I'm on page one. I just wanted to make a comment on that. I wanted to make a comment on that same paragraph. Is it on? It's not talking to me. The operations of the department are in part displaying signs of or actually beginning to mature. Shouldn't we just be saying it's in part displaying signs of maturity? And I'm not sure if it's under the...
Can you work it out thereafter?
Yeah, because I want to work that out, and I also... I also just add about the budgetary and other challenges, because that is came to every conversation that we had with the department.
The last paragraph was an attempt to address that on a preferred thing.
Okay.
From the bottom, but one couldn't pick up everything. That's why I was trying to say in the earlier.
Yeah.
Once again, you want to remember to show those externalities that, you know, the department, because of the unique character of energy, you know, as a career, you know, through the various energy careers, when you come to municipalities doing the unresolved cross-subsidization, you know, no matter how much they can do it. That has to be resolved elsewhere. So if Honorable Ferguson, you'd like to add anything, particularly with reference to your other challenges, you would be welcome in that instance.
Okay.
Are we done with page one?
Just so that what is the process with this? Are we giving comments which Erika will then capture, or do you want to actually submit?
Yeah, you can, then today.
Okay.
In fact, I was even thinking to just plead with the speaker. It's not a two-line wave, isn't it?
No.
I was just going to commit that and spend the whole afternoon cleaning up this, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that two-line wave? You can go and plead so that we can really... But then, please, if one of the members got anything, you know, just...
Sure.
You can send the email, but also SMS. So that I can quickly go into the email
and
pick it up.
Okay.
Security has indicated that they're looking for anybody who has lost car keys or Volkswagen. They must go to the foyer in front. Volkswagen.
I got a Volkswagen.
Okay.
But I take it. No, I got my keys.
I'll take the car.
Yeah.
Yes. On a Bulgaria, but that's a BMW. Okay. Are we done with page one?
Yeah.
Thanks for the input. Please, it's some better picture is matching. Prof, you are on page two.
On page two, sir, I was putting on my classic cap, reading the second paragraph, which we all understand. It says, applause the OE and its entity on no finding. I asked. No finding, what it means. Mm. But that classic, I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
That point, that I'm sorry for complicating, but...
It's not very really complicated. Because I actually cut and paste that one.
That's exactly what
they say. Yeah, I really cut and paste those. Because it's no finding with regards to those two areas,
yeah.
Human resource and ICT.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, one of the most important things is to keep a balanced view, not just to articulate challenges and shortcomings, but to show where the you know, a young department like this, to have done such good areas, because I'm sure departments older than DOE have had their fair share of underperformance in those areas. So, Prof, I don't know, please, if Ngalala Ngenxa, because that's a, you know, a financial term, that it's no findings.
But don't you think it's better to write in our own way than to cut and paste?
Oh, we are very good in that, Honorable Sula.
It's not well worded, really.
Okay.
We understand what it attempts to say, but
rewind.
Well worded. Yeah.
Rewind. No. That is now we have just done it. He said it's fine according to what AG is saying, they're good. But then for public consumption, we always have to handle these documents that at the end of the day they could be for public consumption, not for masters and doctoral students to go, you know, just to work it out that you can't, let's not get an impression that you know, there were no areas where there were no findings, you know, for the department. Let's recognize that. Before you even start saying anything, the third paragraph is about the national nuclear bill program.
Mm.
It's just that one was rushing things and putting acronyms. We'll definitely sort that out as well.
On the community.
Not Eva. Yes, so Adam is the... it's the asset management for infrastructure, for addressing infrastructure deadlock. DPSE did identify that, but I just felt very strongly that we should keep pressure on that, you know. That the department must really conclude that, you know, within time, because even for National Treasury and other departments that may have to give support to it, they largely depend on that strategy to guide. So we must keep our finger on the pulse to make sure that that's concluded within time. In fact, if in contrast, I thought that was long concluded. I realized that it's still work in progress, you know, because I think there's a document that has been, you know, concluded. Yes, Honourable, really?
Yeah, Chair, under the recommendations, I have a few more policy documents which I think need to be urgently done as well. I don't know if you want me to list some of them or I should send them through.
Just for any new area, I've got some new... can you just run through what is there first?
What is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've written your new areas, ne?
Yeah. Well, I have.
No, let's just park that for now.
Okay.
I would welcome them for now, just to look at what is there, to refine where it is necessary to refine, and then we can get to action.
Okay. I think when you mention expedite conclusion of outstanding policy strategies and programs, I mean, I think we need to make quite a strong point on this particular issue, because to me this is the nut of it, is that if this department is going to position itself at the forefront of energy policy and planning, what it needs to do most urgently is finalize all of these documents, because it's holding back the debate in terms of going forward around implementation of the kinds of restructures and things that we need to take place. So I would say, in a sense, the first point, we need to just be a little bit stronger to say that in order for the department to position itself at the forefront of energy policy and planning, these documents need to be urgently completed within this financial year. Just so that we get a sense of urgency, because to me this is the number of work that the department does, and this is my major concern. I don't have concerns around finances and things like that. I had a concern that we're not producing enough of these documents to give us guidance around how we're going to proceed. So I just think we need to be a bit stronger there.
Emphasis is on the edges of policy generation. Production. Okay. Honourable members.
Are we talking generation
or are we
talking fire
generation? Both. Fire.
But I think you're right, Honourable. No, both. Because the replacement of red still is a vacuum, Honourable. If you remember the our public hearing, they displayed that they see the vacuum. We need something. Pattern is a strategy. It's not a policy. It's a strategy. We need a clear policy, you know.
Yeah.
You see. Now, I'll put both finalization and where appropriate and generation. Shouldn't it in, sometimes you don't want to load things, but you know, one of the things is that then the emphasis is that the department must really ensure it builds its capacity on policy on policy formulation. Not just about chasing them, but internally then it means they ought to have that, you know. Not that we are overlooking other areas, you know, we still want to do, for example, things like licensing, you know, and inspections and stuff, but at the same time, inspectors and license processors can be done because there are courses that guide those people through this. But the emphasis is it needs the capacity to. Okay. Honourable members, any point on the recommendations, I'm sure you're going to it now. I'll welcome inputs, further inputs.
These are good recommendations, but we have more concerns in our oversight about the financial use of the department or the budget we give them. One of the things that the Auditor General has raised in various meetings where it went has been the strengthening of the internal audit system, ensuring that the internal audit is there, it's strengthened, and it makes so. Because it is behind the strength of the internal audit that you can get your clean and your unqualified report. And many of these areas get spotted even before they become programmatic and get corrected. They can get spotted by the internal audit and get corrected and not even go to the extent that they can make some findings. Because this unqualified is also in two ways, which in some other committee we believe there shouldn't be that kind of thing. We must have unqualified and clean. We cannot have unqualified with finding and unqualified without funding. Well, some of these findings are so severe that somebody has stolen, but he came up front before he was caught. So the report is unqualified. You can't say that where the criminal has stolen money. Now we are saying where there are findings, it must not be called unqualified, but where it is unqualified, we must differentiate between unqualified and clean. To say, when we say clean, what do we mean? And when we say unqualified, what do we mean? And from there, must be qualified. So that's a separate discussion. But what I'm saying is that we need to emphasize as a departmental, as an issue brought by the Auditor General with the committee support. That the internal audit structure must be supported and strengthened in order to save the department from modified and disclaimers.
Remember, just the time we got for the committee to articulate themselves. I'm concerned, Honorable Slav. It's good you're triggering that, because if you look at the top, we said, I mean, all I just proposed is that you do the introduction of audit committees in this particular process. Although it was there, then you painted a fair picture about the department and how is it under its supervision. I wish I would have said something more, but I just threw it so that people could start seeing what do we say about that. And you're taking us now a little bit more. Why don't you say it's part of strengthening internal audit practices and control, which of course is the situation is from the AG was that at least things are fair, but at least the minimum we had, the minimum worst case scenario was unqualified audits with findings, which are not, of course the petrol state situation is the one that's very, very sad situation, are the ones that make us really frown and get very, very jittery. But in other situations, I think to me, the department has tried its best, notwithstanding human resource constraints in particular. But one of the things we remember we raised that we would like them to graduate, as Auditor General has said, to the clean audit level. Why don't you ask them that by the last quarter next year, when they do the last quarter report, they should share with us as to how they propose to ensure that you know, they will have some state clean audit. Give us a plan, structured in a plan, you know, how they propose to do that. And milestone would be to strengthen internal control, because that's what kept on coming. Is that fine?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think this internal audit can be used much more than checking the collectors of expenditure at the department only. It can also use, we can also be able to use it to keep us updated on what the problems are inside there. If there are problems elsewhere, they can always be able to see us. And we can do that by having regular meetings with them, maybe bi-monthly. We just meet with them just to get a briefing of how are things going in the various projects and programs of the department in respect to budget expenditure. Are things going well? Are there any other wide problems? Act on those problems, we are behind you. You know, that kind of thing.
Honorable Sal, thanks for that. But just once again, reinforce that. From now onwards, the Auditor General's office has made it clear that our marriage with the audit committee is separate and should be enhanced. As a good sense, this was just a debut. But although if you observed, even the way they were reporting, you know, was rather fragmented, you know. They came from different angles and was not necessarily uniform. So that's one of the things we would look into to ensure that when audit committees, you know, present their report briefings to us, we are able to get, you know, they have, of course, audit committees have got a uniform way of working. But not only is that our commitment, but the AG will be monitoring fellow committees on how they engage with this new tool. The extent to which will be frequent then will also be determined as to how we work out things. But let's keep that in mind. Okay? And remember, this is nothing else than let's welcome new inputs, new recommendations. Honorable Failing?
Sure. Okay. Well, the documents that I think the department still needs to finalize The one is the cost recovery mechanism for cleaner fuels. I think it's entitled something else. I think it's incentivizing cleaner fuels production or something like that. But essentially, that is one document that needs to be finalized so we can get some certainty around that issue. The review of the IRP, which needs to also happen. Also the review of the renewable energy white paper. I'm not quite sure what's happened to this. I mean, I know it has actually been completed, but it's never really been brought to us. It's never been released. I don't know. I think we need to mention that. The review of the renewable energy white paper. The regional gas master plan, I think, is called, which essentially just talks about how we, you know, the kind of infrastructural needs around exploiting the gas finds in Southern Africa, in Mozambique, Tanzania, all of that, that we do need. The integrated energy plan as well, I'm not sure when they plan to finish that, but you know, I think we do need to make a point around that. And then the household energy strategy, I think you've got to the household energy efficiency strategy. But it's actually just about household energy strategy in its entirety that looks at various different households and then talks about policies to change the energy mix within households and to provide affordable, clean energy sources to different households. I think that strategy also needs to be done.
Second speak, no? Okay. One can then see household energy structure to include access as well as energy efficiency.
Yeah.
That's what the emphasis was.
I think we
need to take it more broad and holistic rather than just compartmentalizing it.
Sure.
Yeah. In fact, I wanted to share with you, I went to something that was organized by Cape Peninsula on household energy, and there was a lot of emphasis on this matter. In fact, the inclusion of household appliances came, was influenced by that, because What experts and even practitioners in the areas that are saying is that it's one thing to ensure access to electricity, but we need to be fairly sensitive to access to the appliances themselves, because we find that that the subtle and undetectable, taboo, if you can say, because people have access to electricity, but now what about the appliances? So we need to ensure that the department gets seized to look into that.
Yeah.
But of course, with the caution that it straddles into other areas, which is probably one of the reasons why the issue of the department ensuring that it formulates policy is very, very important, that it can influence, you know, other areas that we have to see. Yeah.
When Honorable Hayden speaks of the IEP, I tend to remember what the IEP is comprised of. And of the three areas that it is comprised of, we have only one, the IRP, which is purely electricity. And there was to have a policy on gas and another one on petroleum. And the three of them must inform the energy plan. All the energy plan must inform them.
Exactly.
There was already time.
That's
how do you do an IRP before you have your energy plan? So that energy plan must inform each other as sub-policies from that policy. But what I'm saying is that if you talk about the IEP, it also says to you that the process that started with the IRP, but we are not sure if the department wants to continue to do the smaller policies and do smaller policies in reform and overall policy, or they will come to developing a main policy which will inform the gas and the petroleum policy. But you can't have an energy plan that excludes other energy sources.
And careers, that has only been the argument, Honorable Lau. And in fact, with regards to RP 2012 as well as the IP, we're almost about to get a briefing. The Assembly Department is keen to get briefings, to give us a briefing. So I'll throw it back to the meeting as to whether I would like to see those appearing here.
maybe on the basis of just making a strong statement, but rather short from the department side, they are keen to come and update us because one way or another we've already expressed, you know, our keenness to get, you know, progress update on the two. Because the RMP22 must be concluded by March next year, as a good example. But having had the initial activities on the IEP, the Integrated Energy Plan, the interest to see how far it progressed, to what extent have they done the modeling, you know, which seems to be the key crucial thing, you know, how far are they, do they need to still to proceed until we come up with the first draft. And that is how then, Prof.
So, I think we must never make a mistake of inviting the IRP to the IEP.
Okay.
I think they can go as equal. They are. One is the subordinate of the other. The problem is why they look alike now. It's because the top guy is empty. There's nothing there. And then the boy is already on top of his father.
Be careful the way the Honorable Lord looks at it. Be careful the way Honorable Lord.
So we come into a stage, not busy talking.
No, no, I'm going to wait.
The problem will come if, at the time of doing the IEP, we are forced to go and overhaul the IRP because the policies that will become there. What is the imperative there? We'll be saying to you that all you have been doing with your IRP was wrong. This IRP must be checked to be like this. Because ultimately that policy is going to dictate over this other policy. But the current moment is that it looks like we are treating IRP independent there, and IEP is another independent there which does not include this one.
Honorable Slav, your point is well and even more well taken. That was one of the things I bounced on the department, you know, when I joined this committee. But as you may understand, the response, and it seems we have to limp along with that. But as I have said, much as they are going to update us, probably it's also necessary to just give a strong statement that this, we need at some stage to get an assurance that some visible progress is coming up on the formulation of the integrated energy plan, because it then gives us an overall and a vision, a long-term vision as to what we'd like to see coming out in energy sector. And maybe one can be cautiously, obviously, quick to say that it is for that reason of not having an IEP that, amongst others, the IRP is sort of reviewed every 2 years, so that if it's reviewed, then it can be influenced by the, you know, whatever would come out of the IEP. Okay. Honorable Kailing, are you done? Yeah. But thanks for your. I think the renewable energy white paper must have fallen on the wayside, because from time to time we've been raising it. That we do have an expectation at some stage they must present to. So if that's an area where we have to make a very strong statement on it. Yes, Donald,
please. Prof.
Yeah. You're on the floor.
I just say I wanted to lift pages. It is not a malicious.
Yeah.
Page 10, under observation, 2.9, second bullet, which is referring to funding, which is also repeated on page 14. And of the vision 3.4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, on page 14, and at 3.4, the minister pointed out that the department is constrained when it comes to full implementation of conservation due to the lack of resources. The same sentiment is also repeated on page 51, in paragraph 8.6, where it said a reduction is based in baseline allocation from the department that caused a problem. I'm proposing that we translate that into a recommendation for more funding for the department.
Thanks very much, Prof. Honourable members, can you take cue from the second bullet point in page 10 under 2.9? It says at the bottom, we need discussions with National Treasury. The department did inform us, I would say, if it's them, what exactly is needed to address some of priority issues. So why don't you say that the department within this year must come and update us? Because that's an indication that some work is taking place. So best thing is for them to come and indicate to us, and then we can take it from there. Is that fine? Yeah, that's the matter.
In this financial year?
Not even in this financial year, within this year.
In this year,
yeah.
2012.
Yeah. Because they've been handling. In fact, we almost had a joint meeting with the Standing Committee on Appropriations to address this matter. Mm. But then the department came back and said, no, they are dealing with the National Treasury. We then backed down, you know, because we wanted to hear it, you know, from Robert Mumphrey in a broader platform as to what exactly is being done to address this issue. And it was part of the recommendation of last year's report. So, in a sense, it's appropriate to say within this year, because it's something which we take as work in progress. But let's just focus on it. Any other thing, Prof?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. Well, the two go together. We're saying we're not going to recommend because that.
No, no, recommend that we come and update us within this year.
Yeah.
But then that is right. But if I go beyond that, to us, that becomes a platform to further engage now. Because when they are presenting that update, we'll then be able to take matters further, whether we're satisfied with their engagement with the National Treasury, or whether we'd like to make some more input or drive it. Longer, because we have already picked up three instances where the issue of budgetary constraint is coming up. And I'm even reinforcing by saying that over and above that, it's something we even addressed in the previous report. So let's use that as a platform and just capture it in that way, just for record purposes. But knowing that this paper format is going to be quite an elaborate engagement.
I'm trying to drop that. I would have thought the BRR is an important slot for our recommendation. If there's a cry of funding, by the time they come later, it will be difficult to make a recommendation. I was trying to use the platform that we're having. So, if you read the page 14 one, it says the minister pointed out that the department is constrained when it comes to full implementation of public participation programs due to the lack of resources. The status as it is that there are a lack of. That's why I was saying, is it not the best opportunity as a committee to have a formal recommendation for more funding? Because we are going to call them. By the time they come, we have already submitted our PR report.
So unless I'm missing something.
No, it's fine. You don't have to say because of speaking good English. Just accepting because of that. No, it's okay. It's okay. All I am saying then, let's make linkages. This was recommendation number one in the budget review report of last year. This was recommendation number one. So if you make a link, what I'm then suggesting, let's say, please come and update us. Because that link was saying, please address the issue of the budgetary constraint on the overall. Now they are saying here, particularly in terms of 2.9 base 10, they are engaging with the National Treasury. You know, so we will then invite them. But obviously, by inference, it means on that day we will also invite National Treasury to come and explain on its own, you know, as to what would they, I mean, they would have their yeses and noes. So it would be fine if National Treasury can share with us on what basis did they say yes on specific areas and on what basis did they say no on specific areas. Is that fine, Prof? But look, because I know, once again, one of the things that the beautiful art is gets a bit keen on is some specificities. I don't think it would be any harm to make references to 2.9 and page 10, page 14 and page 31. Just to say, it is due to those instances that we want to get an update, amongst others. Then it links with what is contained in the document. Member Chuala and Honorable Fraser.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think going on to page 14 as well, at the bottom here, with the Department of Performance and Monitoring Evaluation. Then you come down the three bullets here. Aim is to improve service delivery. So I think the recommendation of funding will really address what is written here. Introducing whole of government planning linked to key outcomes, clearly linking inputs and activities to outputs and the outcomes. So if the department doesn't have enough funding, then it won't be able to do service delivery.
Point taken.
Thank you.
Honorable Fairing, throw your hand up.
Yeah, it's on different points. The one point is, which we didn't actually discuss much, that is actually on the slide now, is SARI. And, you know, we've had no real progress on it. And, I mean, I know, I have heard that Treasury has kind of taken it over, but I do think we should put it in our report that we need to see some movement on SARI or at least some plan as to how we are going to access these funds. Or some mention of SARI probably needs to be made, because I just don't think we've made any significant progress on that issue. And then just the other issue was, when we talk about the view of the IRP, the other issue is, of course, the implementation of the IRP. And, you know, as Professor Lloyd mentioned in his presentation, there's a number of decisions which have not been taken in terms of implementation of the current IRP, which needs to be urgently done. Otherwise, we're going to run into an energy crisis further down the line as well. And perhaps a recommendation there would be some kind of an implementation plan from the department around the IRP, along with, you know, reasons why certain decisions have not been taken or when those decisions will be taken. So, for instance, he talks here, he says, the IRP 2010, namely, they clearly identifies decisions that need to be taken immediately, namely 1,000 megawatts of coal-fired power generation, 2,010 megawatts of nuclear power, 2,569 megawatts of hydropower, 711 megawatts of closed cycle gas turbines, and 2,100 megawatts of renewable energy. I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that I agree with all of what's in the IRP, but the point is that we're falling behind in terms of the implementation of what has already been laid up in the 20-year energy plan. And so perhaps in a review of the IRP, mention needs to be made of this and talked about how are we going to address this backlog which is building up in terms of new generation commitments.
Well, I've just received an email now saying that until 2018, ESCOM is requesting
Yeah, I know. That was 10 years ago.
I'm not this slow. Don't throw the cat. Oh, by the way, now we're getting a moment, Saga to come next Tuesday. Let's tower best on, because if you remember, one of the things I've been proposing strongly is that we need to make a paradigm shift and get more exposed to electricity pricing. Of course, where we are, depending on your province, you may have also give yourself some time to attend some of the NERSA driven consultations. I would really encourage that one of the members, because NERSA, as you remember, they said they would go countrywide conducting can make that formal, sorry to sneak it in, can make it formal so that at some stage we then come back and share our experiences, you know, just sit and be an ordinary citizen, not Honorable Trading or Honorable Slough. Just be an ordinary member, observe it, you know, because it's from what we sense that it's going to be a very intensive consultation process the time. And by that time, if we get our update on next week, you know, from both ESCOM and SALGA. ESCOM, of course, that's a very key player in the And of course, if you remember, we've been trying this a lot, all along, one of the members, a Friday. In fact, one time I was even pleading for Monday. It was thrown off that, no, you're not going to get a Monday. And that's from our side now. Until then, of course, the other constraint was that the application was supposed to be formally submitted to NERSA. Then it becomes a public document. And then now, ESCOM can confidently come and update us, you know, why are they saying 16%, you know. Which I would also be keen that we don't bump them a lot of, we can bump them a lot of questions, but not comments. So that we can be able to go and monitor now the consultation process. So when NERSA concludes it, you know, we are at a very, very good level of understanding what's going on, not to be as reactive as we are, you know, facilitating, picking up things right at the tail end. I see Honorable Lord, just a second.
I'm just doing my side issue. I don't think I agree with you. Let's stick, I would recommend that we put more emphasis on NERSA than SALGA. Because when we had our hearing, ESCOM than SALGA. Because when we had our hearing, SALGA already shared with us what they had presented as a response to the NERSA process. So I think we'd be taking more time away from NERSA. From ESCOM. I would suggest that, I keep on using that, I would suggest that we give more time to ESCOM. SALGA can just give us their presentation in writing.
Okay.
And not even engage in the formal hearing with ESCOM, SALGA. Because the more substantive one, the one of ESCOM.
Come. Honourable members, that's fine? Yeah. It's just that one, but I'll thank for the reminder, Honourable members. It's okay. Let's work on that basis then. It's fine. Sorry, I sneaked this one in. Next week, Tuesday. I understand also NASA has already publicized its consulting process in one of the papers. But of course, we can through the committee secretary. Let's get directly from them. Let's not depend on the media so that we can look out our schedule. Okay. Okay, but remember the there are a few things also one picked up from the now from the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. If you remember, there were a couple of areas which they claimed that there is progress, but the department is falling beyond schedule. I would be keen that we highlight those things. You know, the green ones are fine, but the red ones and the amber should be included. The only one I would propose we do not include is the one on the road to rail. Because although it's put in here, but it's more on transport and ESCOM. Whatever role SNH would like to play, I'm making reference here on the electrification target that was raised, the new nuclear bill program, ESCOM's role, finance funding model, and even the department's role. But this is in the deputy president's. Hence, but we're not clear to what role is the energy department playing. The solar water heater program, DPME did express its concern. Better mapping on the free basic electricity, No, no. Better listening and targeting.
Yeah, yeah.
On indigent household. You know, that's important. Although, we just have to be quite cautious on that because also there's a role that municipalities play in that field. But it's been, well, nothing has got to be done by the department. The Uppington Solar Park, there are a few things that need to be sorted there to ensure the rapid realization. Some intervention is required to also clearing obstacles to the renewable energy ICP program at the stage. I think that's mainly. But also, one other area we would expect, just to put it formally, is the service delivery improvement program. Mm-hmm. How they intend to improve the 57% performance. I mean, these are new tools that have come up. That's important. Oh, by the way, something that I forgot to raise as well. When we invite the department on SARI, can you make sure that, Mr. Kosei, we ensure that terminal treasury comes?
Yeah.
We have had input. I remember the last time, you know, we were quite heavy with the department. The department retorted by articulating a couple of challenges, you know, in terms of funding. So we need to make the linkages now so that we can satisfy ourselves as the extent to which the department on its own has done its best and where are the constraints, you know, because also SARI, whilst it's very, very attractive, you know, it has also externalities, as I can call, which really, you know. And the other thing we need to clear, it's in the document, there's a proposed shift on universal access from 2014 to 2025. It would be helpful if the department somehow, well, it's coming to maybe the electrification target. But let's just put it formally for now. As to how we combine it with other things, we will see. But just to see, can the department share with us as to how it proposes, you know, to restructure the target from 2014 to 2025? Because it has a lot of implications, linking with IRP, linking with IEP. Sorry, I'm rushing, honorable members of the Adam. I'm just taking things from the document. It's page 9, under general. I know it's that area we're supposed to clean, but it's page 9 under general. It's the second bullet point, whereby reference has been made to revise the universal access date to 2025. We've never taken a break, and you also kept quiet. Oh, so that's why you kept quiet. And never fought for a break. But I'm in your hands now, honorable members, because I mean, you've made your input. All that's needed is to clean up the document. So I'm just speaking for those hours and hours of work. Given that they are fired. But once again, can we really make a deal? I really would like us to really interrogate this very, very strongly, even to the extent of inviting whichever relevant unit within Parliament, just to have an assessment, you know, here is a new tool that's emerging, you know. To what extent are we supposed to use it? Are we using it, you know, and how do we take it forward? Because we put a lot of effort in doing this. And of course, it is in these various stages. Remember, when we were doing it last year, we also looked at these various stages, six stages, you know, throughout each cycle of a financial year. That's more internal now. But I think to me, we really need to be, you know, quite frank and, you know, happy with ourselves that we are able to use this. But in essence, one can pick up because we are able to relate to the various inputs that are being done throughout the year, you know. I mean, a very good instance is that when we are raising the ease of the solar water heaters, we've been handling them from it, you know, from time to time. And then we need to be clear as to how far work has been done and how then does the department propose to cover up from the likely backlog or lagging behind in terms of their targets. May I then at that point thank all members, but then we need to be formal or the minute. I understand also we need to at least take the time and handle the minutes. Do we have our copies? Okay. But
so it's October. And it doesn't look like this year we have traveled much.
Not much, we haven't.
Not locally, not in Canada.
So we
just speak over it. Quite simple. We will talk about it from there.
Thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. Asante sane. Danke schön. Shukran. Namaste. Namaste. I'll look into that very, very positively. But do I take one of members? We all agree now that let's with distance the budget review recommendation report of 2012. We'll have to factor in what has been raised here, and also within today, any of the issues that a member would like to sort of have some detail. Would have to expeditiously pass it over to us through the committee sector in particular, so that we can see how we can factor that in. And that's all. Then let me thank you then. Let's then go into the minutes. Unfortunately, honourable members, we have not been doing well with minutes. I request one to take the flag on that one. I've just been reminded that in terms of adopting the PRRR, we need to do that formally. Can we get a move on the second now?
Is that with the changes?
Or? Yeah, with the changes. We are adopting it together with changes made today. Mama Ferguson is moving. Martindo is seconding. Thank you very much.
A woman at Falcon.
My lord. Honorable members, let's can we go through the minutes. I have in front of me the minutes of Tuesday, 24 April. Where we're looking at update by the Department on Renewable Energy ICT Procurement. Page one.
I'm not sure why we are doing this the way we're doing. We are minutes going back to April, and I'm not giving time to read them. Now I've got, well,
yes, bro. Yes, bro.
Well, I was looking at the last 10 of the day, I was looking at the minute.
Yeah. No, sorry. I'm very tired. I remember I had to.
Okay, thanks. Okay, honourable members, page 1. Page 1, the under 1, the second line, last word. There's a grammatical error there. The agenda should be, the agenda was discussed. Maybe it's a new word in Kitam. Broadcast. Okay, page 2. Page 3. Page
10. This minute. That bullet point, that is just one item. There's no flow from one item to the other item. That point up to the end. As if there was no agenda, it was just people raising points and secretary noting them. And then at the end of it, the meeting then closed. But I don't know where points were started, what decisions have been made on that particular point. Which one is the new point and order? And what is that in that point?
Because minimum of one idea.
I'm sure Mr. Koto can help us on that.
And
no, in terms of what you're saying here, that there is a point, you know, the department briefs and then we ask questions and then there are discussions. Is that said, maybe Mr. Kota can help us on that one. No. If you look at the bottom of page 2, but unfortunately it says discussions, and it's point 4, and where's point 3?
So that is point 3.
Point 3. Okay. Anything else in this minute, son of a member?
And it appears a minute. The last thing on the region was the upper.
On page 2, can I take that back. I just picked it up. The second last paragraph, the third line.
Yes.
Cold. It's a cold day in the pickup. Could lead to termination of contract. Not cold dream. I let out.
Come again.
Page 2. Second paragraph, third line from the bottom. It says development and non-compliance in this regard. Cold. It should be could lead to the termination of the agreement. Can you see it here? At the bottom, page 2.
Page 2.
Yeah. Above the last paragraph. Third line above the last paragraph.
Okay. Mm. Now I've got it. Mm. The second paragraph from the bottom. Mm.
It's a cold game. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for that. Page 3. Which means we're fine with page 3. Page 4. Fortunately, the accurate recordings, PMG usually has its audio records, so we can just go and check on that. Because obviously, if you're very right, there's no way that we can just close, on renewable energy in this way. So PMG will help us just with that accurate audio recording and include the closing remarks by the chairperson. And can I get then a move on second half? That is not. Were you there in the first place? Oh, fine. Okay. Friday, 4th of May, we were dealing with the briefings by Petra as well as the department. Department was giving us its update on the integrated energy standards. Page 1. It was cast. It comes in again.
Yeah.
Mr. Kotep, please try to use your even just the software of Microsoft could have picked this up very easily. We don't need this, please. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Can we go to 3.2 from my side? Can you go to the third bullet point under 3.2? Members of FASAIS, they need to ensure that the cooperatives affect agri-training. Affect has to be replaced. What's the better English word there? Would it be effect, implement, embark on?
It would be anything that means they are given.
Are given, yes.
Well, how you, right. Which way do you give?
Are provided with. Yeah, are provided with adequate training. It's a matter of receiving, yes. Anything on page 5? Page 6. Okay. Can I get a mover and a second for the minutes of the 4th of May? May Matibela move that the Khadewe second. We then move to the minutes of the 8th of May, where we will be doing a briefing by the Central Energy Fund and its subsidiaries. Page 1. At least Dwarfcast is not, it's no longer there now. But at the bottom, the line review of all past project activities and lessons. I'm sure we are quite sensitive to formal English for records, not that end. Yeah, yeah. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 4. Fine. Just to draw in your attention that we've been on office. So really, at some stage, we really need to get an update. So it's something we've raised in the past. Page 5. Page 6. Another member, can you get a mover and seconder for the minutes of the 8th of May to 15th? With the amendments and changes made. Honorable Mulodo, seconded by Honorable Tinto. Thank you. No, no, not now. We still have two terms of emails. 29th of May, we were looking at the department's response to ISMO. Oh, it's just one page.
Somebody
was looking at that document, and I didn't get the full document as well, so I did about the 35 pages, the first couple pages that I said, and the annex, but the part of the way through that thing. Well, that's the document that was that, yeah, that we're handling on the day. So, we take it as accuracy, depends on what was submitted. We handle it on the day. Okay, members, there is the on page. If you're happy, can I get a move on the second for the minutes of the 29th of May? Nema Tibela, move. Honorable Hailing, the second. Last minute of minutes, 9th of June, 19th of June, we were handling the briefing by the Department of the fourth quarter performance of 2011-2012. First quarter of 2011-2012. And the consideration and adoption of the third term committee program. No. If you look at the fourth quarter performance, that's the part of the budget review process. Yeah, budget to review cycle. Okay, page one. Fine. Page two. Page 3, page 4, that is now moved for the adoption of the minutes of the 90th of June, that is Lotto, second. So we're done with this minute. So next time we'll be handling minutes of the third term. Honourable members, thanks very much for your contributions today. Now you can leave these little devils like us to work 25/8. Thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not strong enough, then it sometimes needs Wi-Fi, because it's quite a big download, I think. I haven't actually done this myself. I think I've got the same thing, yeah, software I said. Yeah, the best thing is to go to like a restaurant or something, and which has got free Wi-Fi, and then you put that in and just see each other. I haven't had it. Yeah.
Because I've been trying to find it on the iPad, but not on the phone. And also that you have
thank you. I'm so sorry. I'm going to
Yes. Not tomorrow, eh? No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow.